standing in the possibility of a dream like me, feel and me. What I know I never knew before, when I opened my heart, I opened up to explore.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was my dear friend Elaine Silver singing We're Standing in the Possibility, which is one of her original compositions. And I do want to say that we are standing in the possibility of a new world coming. And so many people have lost loved ones over the past few years. And many of us miss them and we get very, very lonely. And some of us feel that there's something we didn't say or something we didn't do before they passed. Part of the new awareness that we're learning as a species is that the other side can be communicated with. You know, there's a veil, and the veil is getting thinner and thinner. My guest tonight is Richard Scholer. He is a fabulous person. I think very highly of him. And he has the unique gift of truly communicating with the other side. He also was a mortician. And Richard, that's one of the first questions I want to ask you. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening, Elizabeth. It's great to be on with you this evening.
Thank you. I wanted to know about the funeral directing that you did and if that was a part of how you began your psychic work.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Couldn't resist it.
I've shared this story before and I'm happy to share it again. Very simply put, my father, at my grandfather's funeral, I was in 10th grade. My father jokingly turned to me and said, why don't you become an undertaker? I was contemplating what I wanted to do with my life. He said, why don't you become an undertaker? No one will ever talk back to you. His exact words, and it was a joke. But as I've said, I've been able to prove him wrong. I went into funeral service because I wanted to help people at a very difficult time. But on a personal level, I went into funeral service because I wanted to know what happened to our souls after we died. I started funeral service at the age of 17, and at age 33, I became aware of my ability as a medium. So,
yeah, but didn't you have it all along, Richard, and it just hadn't grown into where it is now?
That's a good question. Did I have it all along? Yes, but at age 6, my father, when I told my parents about my ability at 35, my father had asked me, did I always have it? And that's when I remembered that as a child, I used to see people basically walking through the wall of my room at night. And I would call my parents in, and they would tell me, as any parent would, no, you're just dreaming. No, there's nothing here. One night, I screamed out loud, leave me alone, and it stopped happening. So I believe that age 6, I turned off the ability.
And what happened when you were a funeral director? Didn't you have it during those times when people had died and you were taking care of their bodies?
Not until after I opened to my ability. So from age 16, I should say from age 6 until I was 33, I did not have any psychic experiences. It was when I was a funeral director, I started attending a meditation class. And that's when my grandparents, showed up to me one night. So it was from the age of 6 to age 33, I was not aware of anything psychic happening in my life.
So that suggests to me that you turned it off at 6, and as you meditated, you turned it back on again. You gave permission, and you have to have permission in order to do psychic work. You really do. You have to have permission on all the levels. Don't you agree?
I agree with that. And the way I perceived it was, it was my grandparents who showed up that night, all four of them, all of whom I'd known. And I perceived it as it was their way of saying, all right, you have enough ego strength now to deal with this. And so they showed up and said, guess what? You're going to start doing this work.
But it's service. It's spiritual service what you do, Richard. You do such a wonderful job of it. You really help put people's heart at peace. I know
thank
that
you.
About you.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's an interesting question. I just want to go back to funeral service for one quick second before I answer the ghost thing, if I may. I also want to acknowledge that for me, funeral service was a very spiritual. It was a calling. And one of the best things that did happen after I opened was I started to realize truly that there is life after death. So that was a very profound experience for me. Sorry.
So between 16 and 33, as you were doing the service, you had some kind of a spiritual feeling during all that time, and it just heightened at age 36.
Well, it was interesting because when I was in mortuary science school, I was actually contemplating priesthood. So I realized one day I wasn't going to become a priest, but I would serve God somehow. And so when my mediumship opened and I found the spiritualist church on Long Island, that's how I know I would serve. I became an ordained spiritualist minister and
that's wonderful.
A medium. Thank you.
That's wonderful. I really admire that. I've always wanted to do more with the spiritualist church, but I just came along differently. I was born this way. I was born with my psychic gift, and I was born being able to see people leave their body as they were passing, Richard. And when I was 8 years old, I told the girl down the street that the lady upstairs had died, and she hadn't died yet, but she died in 3 days, because I could see her leaving her body. And I didn't understand at that age. As a matter of fact, it took a head-on car crash for me and an out-of-body experience before I really was called to start to study, and I did that profusely. That was in 1979.
Oh, wow. There have been a number of people that I've come across who are open to the abilities, psychic, intuitive, or mediumistic, who have had profound experiences that have helped them along as far as life-changing experiences such as the one you described.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine wasn't as traumatic.
As dramatic as I say, but yet at age three, I cried and put my hands, my little hands around my grandmother's ankle, and I told her I didn't want her to break her leg. I had seen her falling down our stairs, and a couple of days later, she indeed did fall down the stairs, but she wound up only spraining the ankle, not breaking it.
Oh, wow. You were very intuitive as a young girl, weren't you? My God, that's great.
I was, from the time I was born. So I haven't known how people can live without this intuitiveness, this thing that, as they say, is beyond. You know, you would visualize something and it would come to you, and that's how I knew how to get something. If I wanted a parking place downtown, I'd start visualizing it as I left the driveway, and it would always be there.
Hmm.
And then my third eye would show me exactly where and on what street.
Well, if I need a parking spot, Elizabeth, I'll give you a buzz.
I'm great New York City, Richard. I'm great New York.
I'll keep that in mind when I travel into Manhattan. I'm going to give you a call. You can become my GPS and my parking person.
No problem. I bet you can do it for yourself. So we were at the question, do you believe in ghosts? And now ghosts
that's
to me
funny.
Are not people
Thanks.
That have written
I love the ghosts. Humor, first of all. So as far as ghosts, it's funny when you ask the question, "Do we believe in ghosts?" not in the way that Hollywood has created ghosts. Do I believe that there are people who are still connected to the earth and earthbound? Yes, that's the way I would put it. But as far as ghosts, not in the way, as I say, that Hollywood portray a ghost or like Ghost Whisperer. It's not the way I would portray or explain things for myself. I believe there are people. Go ahead.
I said, now here's a thought, Richard. You communicate to people from the other side, but they do not necessarily have to be stuck here. They can be on the other side, and yet there can be a ghost that's stuck here that will appear to you, whereas the other messages are telepathic. Is that not true?
Well, the way I receive information from different people who have crossed is all, it can be telepathic, it's clairsentient, clairvoyant, or clairaudient. I want to use an example. The home I live in, there is the spirit of a gentleman who owned the home. Now, the home was built in the late 1920s, and this gentleman lived here, worked the local farm, and shared with me information. This was early on when I opened to my ability. This is a gentleman who technically can move on, can move into the higher realms of spirit, but by his choosing is staying at the level of connection to this home. Do I consider him a ghost? Not really, because he's still communicating in a way that is benevolent, and I don't consider him a ghost.
He can consider him a past spirit, which is different from a ghost.
Exactly.
Okay. Then we'll have to make that distinction right after we come back from this break.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed bimonthly in three regional print editions: New England, New York, and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania and Delaware. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information to the community. Elizabeth Joyce writes the astrology column for Wisdom Magazine. Visit us at wisdommagazine.com to view our web edition. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismatic colors, and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the eighth, the eight and a half, the ninth, and the tenth. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers: 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-vision.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, If you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you'll only believe. Gypsy, she could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I wanna believe the Gypsy.
And there she is, Donna Shore, way back when, Richard, way back before we had psychic mediums. We just had people reading palms on the boardwalk. My guest tonight is Richard Scholler. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And Richard, we were talking about spirits and ghosts and the difference between the two of them. And I'd like you to add the difference between all of that, communicating with the other side, and reading somebody's palm.
Well, I don't usually reading palm, tarot, etc. As a medium, I'm in touch with men and women who have crossed to the spirit side of life. So those are tools, something to focus on, but as a medium, I don't use a tool.
And that's good.
I've got friends that are astrologers. I have friends who do tarot. But as a medium, that's not part of what I do. It's just a matter of sitting there with you. And in fact, you and I experienced it a little bit when we did the television pilot.
I shared with you
a little bit that evening of how it works, which is I've got a relative here, and this is what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's terrific. As a matter of fact, I happen to think that when you communicate with the other side, you get more of a reconnection. You get more of a truth sentence than you do from somebody doing the tarot or reading the palm. I don't think they have anything in common. I think one is more spiritual, and the other might be a learned technique. And the higher form, to me, is communicating with the other side the way you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Elizabeth. You're very complimentary. You're you're making me feel great tonight. Thank you.
Well, you are great. Let's talk a little bit about the pilot we did. We both had fun on that one, and it's about to come out.
That was pretty exciting. Yeah, it's a teaser for a television pilot called Of Unknown Origin.
Right.
And who knows where it's going to go?
Well, Nick says it's going to be up on YouTube by the end of this month.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I really am. I want to see how it turned out. This is for those who are listening. This is where I met Elizabeth. It was through this filming of this teaser for a television pilot. She and I were on a panel with Dan Sturgis from Paranormal New York, and Gary Williams was our host, and I forgot there was a gentleman there who was a skeptic whose name, unfortunately, I forget, which is slightly embarrassing. But,
the skeptic. His name was Dan, and he was a left brain, right hand skeptic.
I thought he was. I enjoyed his company. I truly did.
You know, we have some people calling in. Richard, would you be able to take a call from Ellen from New York?
Sure.
Here she comes, Ellen. Are you there?
I just wanted to ask you guys if there's any kind of spiritual activity, people who pass, if they have any kind of message for me, because I'm kind of dense when it comes to really picking up any message. I'm a believer, but I don't really see spirits. But I do have a lot of relatives who pass, so I keep hoping that they're looking out for me.
Great. So don't tell me anything more, but I'm curious. Your first name again, did you say it was Lauren or Ellen?
Ellen.
Ellen, thank you. So, Ellen, let me just jump in. First, there are three people that are standing with you at this moment, but right now, Ellen, I have a grandmother standing with you and a grandfather. To start off with, I have a grandfather from your mother's side of the family. Would you remember him, just yes or no?
No.
You didn't know him?
No, right, exactly.
Okay. So did you ever see a photograph of him?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good,
yes.
Because I'm about to describe
him.
Good. I'm about to describe him to you just very succinctly. Would you understand a gentleman whose hair, whose hairline feels like mine, which is a horseshoe of hair? I do not feel like he has much hair on top of his head.
Yeah, I guess at that point he didn't. Yes.
Right.
I believe he owned a bar in Brooklyn, and I'm trying to find out where it was.
Okay, don't tell
when
me details, please.
Back in the 20s.
Don't tell me details. Let me tell you things, okay?
Sure,
all right.
Sorry.
That's okay, just so you know. I guess at that point he didn't. Ellen, just so you know, I lost my hair in my 20s, okay?
Oh, like
aside from that,
doing right now.
The grandfather that's standing with you, your mother's father literally has his hand on your back. Now, you just mentioned about the bar in Brooklyn. It's I've got to state that he was very proud of the fact that he worked hard. This man was not a man to shirk responsibility. And the reason for his presence with you is the same type of experience. I don't know how you've been working very hard, but he gives me the sense that I want to try to make you, well, first be proud of yourself. I feel very proud of you. Secondly, I've got to give you a sense from him that he's trying to give you a little bit of a break, meaning you've been working so hard, you certainly could use a little bit of downtime here, okay?
Oh, wow. Now, well, what should I do?
let me give you one more piece, and then I'll bring through the grandmother, because I have your maternal grandmother standing with you as well.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. Regarding what should I do, there's a feeling from your grandfather, when I'm with him, I feel like I want to, well, thank you, he's telling me to tell you, there, you need to start getting involved in, I'm going to use the expression, a hobby that would give you pleasure. And right now I want to go towards something that is physical. I don't know if you do Zumba, I don't know if you do some sort of physical activity, but he's trying to get you involved in a hobby that would get you physically out there. So I just want to give you from him. Okay. Now, your grandmother's stepping in, and I just want to bring her through quickly as well. Your maternal grandmother is not a tall woman, not that grandmothers aren't usually, not all of them, but would you understand your maternal grandmother being fairly solid in build?
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, yes. Mm-hmm, definitely.
And
when I knew her. She was the only one I knew, yeah.
Okay, good. And when she passed, would you understand that she passed with illness? This was not a sudden death for her. This was a process of dying.
Oh, okay.
Okay. She gives me the feeling of having illness. She gives me the feeling that she just did not drop, if you'll forgive the expression, she just did not pass away suddenly. I have illness with her. And the feeling she gives me is, first, I have to give you a sense of her being, well, I'm going to use the expression concerned for you. Again, same thing. You really haven't been taking much downtime. Your grandmother's concern is that I've got to get you out, stopping what I call the work ethic, and starting to get you into a little bit more of a playful life experience. She gives me what I would call the constant worry feeling, and I just need to make sure you hear from Grandma that she's trying to get you out and play a little.
Well, I'm hoping that after death we don't keep worrying about our children and our grandchildren.
Richard, may I add something?
Sure.
Richard? What I was feeling with grandmother was she was saying, I'm worried about her physical health. She really needs to walk, if nothing else.
Oh, okay. She'll have to walk a lot more. Okay. I've been trying to actually walk a lot more, but yeah. I tend to be somebody who doesn't walk too much because, like my grandmother, my feet sometimes bother me.
That's why they bother you, because you don't walk. Richard, we have a lineup of calls. So thank you, Ellen, very much for calling. Let's find out. And we have Lori on the next line for Richard. Hello, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
I want to thank you for your long wait.
Thank you.
Hi, Lori. How are you this evening?
I'm okay, Richard. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. So, Lori, just very simply, there's a gentleman that stands next to you, and the interesting thing is when I'm with him, he gives me a sense of I have a brother vibration with him. I don't feel like he's a biological brother. I feel like a brother. So would you understand a man who would be contemporary to you in age who would be like a brother to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, when I'm with him, he's giving me a sense of passing from illness, and this illness experience this was a long-term illness. This was a chronic illness. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Good. The next piece, and you're doing beautifully, just simple response, yes, no, I don't know, or I don't remember is perfect. The next piece he gives me is, I feel like I have to give you some comfort from him because he gives me a sense of not being able to say goodbye to him. So I don't think you got a chance to be with him in his death process and his final goodbye.
Yes.
I have to give you comfort from him for missing the chance to say goodbye. And in this moment, I have to give you, literally, I feel his arms around you. I want to give you a big hug and kiss. Oof. Now, he gives me the feeling like you're living alone. So would that make sense?
Yes.
And would you understand? Thank you. Don't just yes or no is fine, all right?
Yes.
I get the feeling like right now you're living on your own.
Yes.
And I get the feeling from him that I have to give you some comfort in and around your living space because I feel like, I feel like he's trying to make you feel better about sometimes walking around and not feeling that same spark, that same happiness, that same liveliness, okay? I have to leave his love with you tonight.
Okay.
There's one more thing as far as this is concerned. I'm struggling with one piece about this. He's saying, don't struggle, just say it. Okay, I have to tell you, you really were good to him. He gives me a sense of being, I'm hearing you are my light. So you really were a light in his life. And I just need to make sure you know that that light for him, your light, has carried over into the spiritual realm. May I leave him with you with blessings tonight?
Yes.
And I'd like to add one more thing, Richard. What I felt from this wonderful spirit was he wants to remind you that because of your light, you gave him the courage to cross, and he has crossed, and he's in the arms of God. And that's what he wanted me to say.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening.
Richard, give us your website real quick, and then we're going to go to our next break, and we're coming back with Marcia from Illinois.
Okay. Thank you. My website is www.sacredmessages.com, sacredmessages.com.
Richard Scholler, and we'll be back right after this. Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, how to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read. Let's Find Out is looking for winter and spring of 2011 guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thank you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. This summer, in late August, August 26th through 28th, a summer retreat is being held at the Mount Eden Retreat House in Washington, New Jersey. This retreat is called 2012 Ascension Mastery, and it's with Elizabeth Joyce, Malachi and Alana of the Andes, and songstress Elaine Silver. You're all invited to join us on this incredible spiritual journey as we prepare for 2012 and Ascension Mastery. This retreat will consist of deep meditations, high vibrational healing sessions, group exercises to join us together, as well as individual attention to help you release your present and past life pain. Experience your vibration as it rises to its highest level. Get to know the spiritual chakras, 8 through 12, and Alana's whirling dances to promote the unity consciousness, which is the last step to prepare for on the Mayan calendar as we enter 2012. Elaine Silver's melodious voice will melt your heart as it opens wide to embrace and absorb universal consciousness and divine love. Elaine Silver sings our intro song here at Let's Find Out. Her original music alone will put you in a state of divine bliss. Malachi asks us to become a part of a new species of human beings endowed with unlimited consciousness, and he teaches this is the best time to absorb these new energies consciously. Elizabeth Joyce, in her book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, explains how we are coming into our mastery power and shows us how. This world needs more of us to tune into the deepest needs and expressions of our soul. The new DNA strands in your soul are activating natural forces beyond current understanding. The wonderment begins upon your arrival at the Mount Eden Retreat Center in Washington, New Jersey, whose staff is dedicated to meeting your every need. You will have a spacious room for the seminar and classes, shared rooms or a private one, delicious vegetarian food, there's possible camping, and the outdoor setting to hike and explore, as well as a fireside meditation every evening. For the first time, our solar system is standing in the balance our galactic sisters have brought to us, and we can begin to tune in and experience the changes and new ways of expression this energy and love will bring. This group of international teachers are of the best and encourage us to allow the mind to be free
flowing with a natural rhythm aligning with the spiritual heart center, the 10th chakra. Discover and attain the mastery within you as you open up to your higher power, reawaken your inner talents, and move forward with certainty, strength, and accomplishment. To survive the fifth dimension waves of the coming galactic alignment and universal changes, this retreat is one not to miss. The dates of the retreat are August 26th through August 28th, 2011. For further information, contact Elizabeth Joyce at 201-934-8986. See you in August!
The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone Radio Show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone Radio and TV Show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
In this week's Metaphysical Book Corner, I'd like to share one of my personal favorites, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By my friend, Elizabeth Joyce. Yes, there are forces, both visible and invisible, that can cause you harm if you're in a weakened psychological state. How does this happen? Well, for many of us, we're hurting, we feel sad, weak, and even betrayed, and then our energy becomes low and we forget our spiritual faith. We become vulnerable and fearful, and we don't know how to stop the pain. We'll reach out to anyone or anything that professes to offer a solution. In the new millennium, we're finding that our world needs to take an entirely new look at how we care for our spiritual nature as well as our physical well-being. This book teaches you how to know when you're under psychic attack and the steps that you can take to protect yourself. Most psychic problems today are motivated by people who have no regard for human boundaries or ethics, and by becoming psychically street smart, you can defend yourself from such problems. You should always seek help with any psychic emergency. However, this book can be a great source to you because it teaches good spiritual practices for clearing away any negative energies, keeping up the housework of the soul. Then if something does overthrow you, you'll have some good strategies at hand that will help you begin to remove them. So read Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back to Let's Find Out, and I have a wonderful, renowned medium, Richard Scholler. And Richard, we have a line of calls, and I'd like you to converse with Marcia from Illinois.
Hi, Marcia. How are you this evening?
Good, Richard. This is a real gift to be able to talk to you tonight. Thanks for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure. So, Marcia, as I said before, just respond with yes, no, I don't know, or I don't remember, and I'm going to try to keep this succinct, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. So right now, first, there's a woman that stands next to you. I've got a mother on the spirit side of life. When I'm with this mother's energy, I'm with a woman who would have passed from illness, and this illness is not a short-term illness. This was a chronic or long-term illness. Would you understand a mother on the spirit side of life who died from long-term illness?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Okay. Now, I want to be clear, a mother. I didn't say she was your mom.
Right. I understand.
Okay, because I want to be clear about that. And in this moment when I'm with her, she actually, would you understand her being a mother-in-law, though?
No, definitely not.
All right. The reason I ask that is her energy moves a little bit towards the side. That's why I ask it. So I know I'm not in a direct line with a mother, with mom, I should say.
That's true.
So let me
state,
I have a mother's energy. The woman would have passed with illness, and she feels like she would have passed, and I've got to state when you were young, because I go back in time with her.
Hmm.
Now, when I'm with her, the comfort that I have to give you from her. So your relationship life, I know I have to give you comfort for your relationship life. Whether you're in one or not, I know I've got to make you feel better from her, because literally, her hands come around you. I literally feel as if she's holding you as if you were 6 or 7 again. So
okay.
I don't need to know the details of what's happening in your relationship life, but I do know that I have to make you feel better about it from her. Would you understand that?
Okay, yes.
Okay. Next piece, I do have a dad's energy stepping in. And this is interesting to me because he does feel like dad. So would you understand dad on the spirit side of life?
Yes.
Good. And your dad, to be clear, I want to be clear about that because he's laughing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why he's laughing. Your father would not believe in what I do. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Because his laughter tells me, like, this is crazy. And your father's even fascinated that you're sitting in Illinois, I'm sitting in New York, and we're on the radio, and that he can communicate in a way that this is utterly fascinating. Your father looks like a boy who's overwhelmed with what's going on here. Now, excited, I should say, instead of overwhelmed. I literally have to give you a hug from your dad, all right? Your father would have passed... Now, this feels rather abrupt to me. Would you understand his passing being rather abrupt?
Yes, extremely.
And with his passing, he's literally telling me, so you didn't get to say goodbye to your dad at the moment of passing?
No.
I've got to give you comfort from your father about missing the chance to say goodbye. He's amazed by mediumship. Again, I'm not saying he believes in it, but he's amazed that he's able to get through. I want to be clear about this. And your mother would have survived your father.
Yes.
Because right now, he wants me to make sure I get my love out to your mother. And this is interesting. Now, the name Rose is a common name, I will state that, but I am hearing Rose all of a sudden. Would you understand Rose on the spirit side of life with your dad?
I would understand it as him as a gardener who had roses, but not in particular.
Ah, okay. All right, so you're going to put it to that. However, I do have to be clear. I'm hearing Rose with him. I'm feeling a woman. I'm feeling a cousin's vibration for your father. Okay, so remember
vibration?
I said that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in a... cousin's relationship to your father with the name Rose. It could be Roseanne, it could be Rosemary, it could just be Rose. But I'm hearing Rose. And one more thing. I have to make sure you know, now your father gives me reassurance he made it. And he's got a bit of humor going about this. So I don't know what his passing was like or if he believed, I don't know what his religious upbringing was. But he's giving me his sense of humor, like, I made it, don't worry, I'm okay.
Okay.
All right? Now, one last thing. You have children?
No.
I have to give his grandchildren his love as well. So will you make sure his grandchildren get love?
Yes, I certainly understand
okay.
that. Yeah.
And one more thing. I want to say I'm sorry. He wants me to tell you he's sorry. I don't know if you considered your father a bit, I'm going to call him strong-minded, I'll call him opinionated. The feeling he gives me is just needing to apologize for being, I'm going to call it, strong-minded. Would you understand that?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. I have to leave you with your dad's love because I know Elizabeth's going to come in and say we need to take another call. So it was wonderful talking with you, Marcia.
Thank you.
You have your,
thank you
your
so
dad's
much.
Love.
Appreciate it.
Marcia,
much,
thank you for calling Let's Find Out. And yes, Richard, we do have another call. And it makes me feel wonderful that you're talking about love because that's what we need to have in this world and in our hearts. We have Debbie from New Jersey, Richard.
Thank you. Elizabeth, I'm having a great time, by the way. And hi, Debbie. How are you this evening?
Hi, Richard. Hi, Elizabeth. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. So, Debbie, I have a mom standing with you. And when I'm with her, now, for clarity, I am with your maternal grandmother, your
Thank
mother's
you.
Mother. And when I'm with her, she feels like a second mom to me. Would you understand that in the experience of being with a grandma?
Absolutely.
Good. When I'm with your grandmother, now, in my family, we would refer to the women, my grandmother and aunts, as zoftig or solid. Your grandmother feels like a solid gal. And
yes.
She's actually laughing at me. She's not offended by being called solid. And she's strutting around because I get this feeling like she's very happy with being who she was. So I have to give you a big hug from your grandmother. Now this is interesting. I don't know if you don't answer this. I don't know if you go to medium psychics yourself, but she's giving me the feeling like she's visited you before. So I have to state that. And I hear her laughter about this. So this isn't the first time you've heard from your grandmother.
No.
Next piece. I have to tell you that she's proud as a peacock about you. You've been working very hard at being... So you're a married woman, aren't you?
Yes.
And you have family, children.
Yes.
Because your grandmother is as proud as a peacock... I need to tell you, you've done well as a wife and as a mother in this world. Your grandmother wants me to reassure you. Now, she's telling me you worry. You're a mom, so of course you're going to worry about your children, no matter how old we get and they get. I've got to give you some reassurance from your maternal grandmother that she's watching out for the kids, as well as you and your husband, but she wants me to make sure you feel comforted. Your children are being taken care of. May I leave your grandmother with you tonight?
Thank you so much.
Debbie, it's a pleasure. Thank you for calling in. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too, Richard.
Thank you for calling in, Debbie, and maybe we'll see you at the retreat in August. So, Richard Scholler is my guest. He's a renowned medium. And, Richard, I wanted to ask you, how does love affairs and giving love affect us? And aren't most people looking for their soul mate?
I think it's human nature for all of us to look for love. And, I mean, all we really want as human beings is to love and be loved in return, right? I mean, all of the songs that all of the composers and the singers have ever sung about, all of the poets have written about love. So, yeah, don't you think we're all looking for that, whether it be with a significant partner, whether it be with family or friends? I think we're all... At the core of who we are, I believe we're all love, and I believe it's what we all look for is to be mirrored back the love that we give.
I agree with that. I think it's sometimes we put too much conditions on it or expect something different from what somebody else can give back, which, of course, causes our misunderstandings and separations. But when you hear from those who have passed, do you have a sense? What do you feel? Do you feel them, or do you have a sense of their whole vibration? What do you feel when their grandmother's transmitting love over to Debbie or whatever?
All right, I was just going to use that example. That's fantastic. So what's happening is Debbie's grandmother right now was stepping in. And Debbie, if you're listening, pay attention to this. But her grandmother was stepping in, and as a medium, all of our spirit relatives and friends are at a higher vibrational rate. So they're impressing upon a medium energetically. The medium is picking up the emotion, the quality. I'm clairsentient, so the first thing I was feeling was a grandmother's love. Then I'm feeling through my body this sense of, I'm a rather slender guy, she was filling me out. So she's giving it through clairsentience, and then I'm hearing certain bits and pieces. So
clairaudient.
As a medium, I'm aware of clairsentiently feeling, clairaudiently hearing, and clairvoyantly seeing. I hope that answers it fairly simply.
It does. It does. Good. Well, we've had such wonderful responses tonight. I wondered if you could stay a little longer if more calls come in.
I wanted to
know more about you and Long Island and all of the good that you're doing out there. Why don't you talk about where you are and give us your phone number of how to reach you?
Thank you. So I'm in Huntington. I see clients in Huntington, Long Island, and in Manhattan. I have an office both in Manhattan and Huntington. People can reach me through my website, www.sacredmessages.com. They can email me at richard@sacredmessages.com, or they can contact me by phone, 631-470-0221, 631-470-0221. If they want to set up an appointment, I'm more than happy to look ahead at my calendar and do that for them. On Long Island, I am very active with the Summerland Church of Light, NSAC. It's a church that I helped to start. It's a spiritualist church. And for your listeners, anyone who wants to learn more about mediumship, spiritualism, the religion of spiritualism, they can go to the national website, which is www.nsac.org, and locate a spiritualist church in their area. Spiritualism is a religion that helps people to understand about life after this life, mediumship, healing ability, and so forth.
And they have very strict rules, and they're not considered psychics. And I don't believe they like the tarot cards or palm reading. Is that not true?
To state the truth, they do not use. They feel
that's
tarot
right.
Cards,
that's what I was saying.
Et cetera, are tools. And
right.
I was raised, again, we didn't use tools. We went straight to the source, which was spirit, and we allow for them to communicate to us.
I think that's the best way to go. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Richard Scholler right after these messages.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed bi-monthly in three regional print editions, New England, New York, and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania and Delaware. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information to the community. Elizabeth Joyce writes the astrology column for Wisdom Magazine. Visit us at wisdommagazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, better known as the BCMA, is a nonprofit association focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by combining and sharing our talents with others. The BCMA does this by providing classes, events, and monthly metaphysical lectures to keep people informed about issues that affect your health and welfare of the community. We are in our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming classes, intensives, and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful community charity. When you give service to others, you open the heart and grow spiritually. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of each month between September and June at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township, Pennsylvania. For a list of our charities, as well as our calendar of events, go to www.thebcma.net.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. This summer, in late August, August 26th through 28th, a summer retreat is being held at the Mount Eden Retreat House in Washington, New Jersey. This retreat is called 2012 Ascension Mastery, and it's with Elizabeth Joyce, Malachi and Alana of the Andes, and songstress Elaine Silver. You're all invited to join us on this incredible spiritual journey as we prepare for 2012 and Ascension Mastery. This retreat will consist of deep meditations, high vibrational healing sessions, group exercises to join us together, as well as individual attention to help you release your present and past life pain. Experience your vibration as it rises to its highest level. Get to know the spiritual chakras, 8 through 12, and Alana's whirling dances to promote the unity consciousness, which is the last step to prepare for on the Mayan calendar as we enter 2012. Elaine Silver's melodious voice will melt your heart as it opens wide to embrace and absorb universal consciousness and divine love. Elaine Silver sings our intro song here at Let's Find Out. Her original music alone will put you in a state of divine bliss. Malaku asks us to become a part of a new species of human beings endowed with unlimited consciousness, and he teaches this is the best time to absorb these new energies consciously. Elizabeth Joyce, in her book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, explains how we are coming into our mastery power and shows us how. This world needs more of us to tune into the deepest needs and expressions of our soul. The new DNA strands in your soul are activating natural forces beyond current understanding. The wonderment begins upon your arrival at the Mount Eden Retreat Center in Washington, New Jersey, whose staff is dedicated to meeting your every need. You will have a spacious room for the seminar and classes, shared rooms or a private one, delicious vegetarian food, there's possible camping, and the outdoor setting to hike and explore, as well as a fireside meditation every evening. For the first time, our solar system is standing in the balance our galactic sisters have brought to us, and we can begin to tune in and experience the changes and new ways of expression this energy and love will bring. This group of international teachers are of the best and encourage us to allow the mind to be free, flowing with a natural rhythm aligning with the spiritual heart center, the 10th chakra. Discover and attain the mastery within you as you open up to your higher power, reawaken your inner talents, and move forward with certainty, strength, and accomplishment. To survive the fifth dimension waves of the coming galactic alignment and universal changes, this retreat is one not to miss. The dates of the retreat are August 26th through August 28th, 2011. For further information, contact Elizabeth Joyce at 201-934-8986. See you in August!
Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio. the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
I was walking in a lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. How my monster from the slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. He caught on like a flash. He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampire speaks, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a chode from my electrodes.
They
did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. And caught on like a flash.
They
did the monster mash.
Now, Richard, I was wondering if you ever saw ghosts dancing when you were doing your funeral work.
No, that's not something I can.
I love that
song.
Hold in
my repertoire. That's funny.
We have more calls coming in, and I do have a Donna from New Jersey that she'd like to speak with you.
Great.
Hello, Richard.
Hi, Donna. How are you this evening?
Okay.
Good. So just yes, no, I don't know, or I don't remember. You know that, right?
Great.
Great. Thank you. So, wow. I have a woman stepping in. The reason I say wow is I have a young woman stepping in. Now, young is relative. I want to be clear about that. But I feel like I've got a friend's vibration. I don't feel like she's related. I feel like I've got a friend who would have passed from illness. Would you understand a female friend who would have passed from illness?
Not a friend.
Okay.
Relative,
well,
yes.
Don't give me details. Just say no, all right? Because the feeling I have with her, she's contemporary in age. I don't feel her as older.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling I have with her, the illness feels like cancer to me, so I feel like I've got a woman who would have died from a long-term illness. Would you understand that?
Yes.
And would you understand in her dying process, now she's telling me, would you have lost a sister?
No.
Okay, so forgive me, I'm wrong with that piece. The feelings I get in relationship feel like friend and or sister-like, so I'm going to say it that way. The feeling I get is dying from cancer, and the feeling I get with her is, I'm going to call it a little bit of a feisty feeling. I feel from her, this is all clairsentient, I'm not hearing it, I'm feeling it. She gives me a sense, I feel like you were present or able to help her in her dying process. And I feel like I have to say thank you for helping her. Now, I'm intrigued. Were you, in fact, there with her in her dying process?
Yes.
And the reason I say I'm intrigued, she gives me the sense or the feeling like you were able to help her to let go, literally. So I have to say thank you from her to you for helping her to let go of her physical body.
Good.
Now, this is the next piece that she gives me. I'm literally feeling what I would call a cold compress or a moist towel across my forehead. Were you, in fact, doing that for her when she was in her process of dying?
Quite similar.
Okay. So thank you for giving me a little bit of leeway. I know I have to say thank you for whatever you did in, I'm going to say, moist toweling or at least moistening, okay? Because I know I feel that across her forehead. Now, she wants me to make sure you feel hugged. I have to make sure you feel loved from her. I literally have to give you a hug. And she's talking about siblings. So you're not an only child, are you?
Correct.
Would you give the rest of your family her love as well? Because I'm hearing the siblings, and I'm hearing and feeling love going out to the rest of the family.
Okay, will do.
She is, now, she's saying I miss you, so I know I have to say that, and I'm still, I have to admit, I'm not 100% with the relationship aspect. But that's okay, that happens at times. One last thing. I like her because I literally feel like she's got her body back. And what I mean by that is, I don't know if you considered her to be an attractive slash sexy gal, but she's giving me the feeling of being both feisty, sexy, well, I'm going to say attractive and sexy, because I'm literally seeing her curvy, but a nice set of, a nice waist and a nice set of hips. So, and she's loving this, by the way. She is loving that we're describing her as sexy right now.
Great.
Now, one last thing. In her passing, I have to tell you that what you experienced with her passing was real. In other words, the feeling of her coming to you after she died. So I have to give you, I don't know if you dreamed about her or if you were just aware of her presence. She gives me the feeling that it was a real visit, not you making up something in your mind. Oh, okay. I have to, one more piece. I know I have to move ahead to the next call, but I have to make sure you get. When she hugs you right now, I literally feel, it feels like a mother's love the way I'm experiencing the hug. So just know that this friend, this relative, is literally coming in with so much love. It feels like the same type of love I would receive from my mom. All right, so may I leave her with you with absolute blessings?
Thank you, yes, very much.
It's a privilege. You have a wonderful evening. Take good care of yourself.
Thank you for calling, Donna, and I hope to see you at the retreat in August. Richard, do you have time for one more? I know you're on a tight schedule.
Yeah, one more would be great.
That would be Donna from New York State.
Hello, Donna from New York State. How are you tonight?
Hi, Richard.
It's nice to hear your voice. Is everything good in your world, I hope?
Well, that's what I'm hoping to find out from you.
Okay. Well, I'm more of a medium, less psychic, but I'll tell you who's with you, and I'll tell you whatever they tell me, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. So respond with just yes, no, I don't know, or I don't remember, okay?
Okay.
So there's actually a dad. There is a dad. There is, three times I'm saying it. I've got a dad standing next to you. And when I'm with him, I've got to describe him as rather strapping because he doesn't feel skinny to me. I feel like I've got a solid man. And when I'm with him, he gives me the feeling of dying with illness. I don't feel like he passed suddenly. Would you understand the description so far?
Yes.
Good. And when I'm with him, he's laughing at me, which is nice. He has a full head of hair, unlike me, so I've got to state this man's got a nice head of hair. And in the next breath, same as saying to the young lady before, Donna before, I feel like I've got to give you a big hug from this dad, all right? He's telling me you worry. I say this with absolute respect to you. He's telling me you worry too much. So I've got to give you some comfort from him. And when he gives me the feeling of worry, it goes across the board. It goes to, am I doing the right thing in life? Am I doing the right career job? And financially, am I going to be okay? Those are the two areas that I have to just give you some reassurance in this brief amount of time, okay? One, you are in the right space as far as your work life. Don't worry. You are in the right space. That's what I have to say about your work life from him. And financially, I don't know whether you struggle with finances, but I've got to give you reassurance from him, because he's literally, I'm going to say, throwing money at me, which is lovely. So I've got to say to you that there, wherever your financial worry is, there's always going to be money coming in for you. So don't, if you start to get scared and worried about money, you start to close down the feeling of abundance. He's giving me the feeling of staying open to it, and he's giving me the feeling that money will always be there. So I've got to give you some reassurance from Dad for you about these things. Is that good for you?
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Truly, it's a privilege to be with you on the phone tonight.
Thank you so much, Richard. God bless.
You're welcome. You take very good care. Bless you, too.
Thank you, Donna. Now, Richard, we're entering my favorite month of May, and spring is coming, and I know that you're off and you have events and appearances all over the place. I'd like to have you back in the fall right after school starts, if that's possible.
I would love to come back, Elizabeth. I enjoyed this tremendously.
Is there anything more that you'd like to say about where you're going to be and what's going on with you?
Oh, thank you. Just for a moment, sure. Coming up, I've got a couple of things happening. I'm going to be in Petoskey, Michigan at the Michigan State Spiritualist Association of Churches Convention, May 12th through 15th. I'm going to be offering some workshops and services, message work, etc. And then I'm going to be in Switzerland and Germany for a bit of time doing some teaching in Germany, mediumship teaching. And then down in Florida in July at the Shrine of the Master Church in Sarasota, Florida, from July 19th to 25th. East Aurora, July 30th and 31st, East Aurora, New York at the First Spiritualist Temple, and then Lilydale, New York in August.
Well, you're a busy guy.
I'm a busy guy. People can go to my website and click on the events page. It's easier if they just look there. They'll see what's going on.
We'd like your website and your phone number, please, Richard.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth. It's sacredmessages.com, and my phone number is 631-470-0221. Thanks so much, Elizabeth. I've had a great time this evening.
Okay, we'll see you in late September or early October.
I'll look forward to it.
Thank you, Richard.
Bye-bye now.
Well, that was our renowned guest, Richard Scholler, medium and really a wonderful messenger from the other side, and he's out of Long Island, New York. Next week, I'm going to have the Ghostbuster Michael Curry on. He's very well known out in Hollywood, and he does ghost busting. So that's going to be a nice follow-up. We'll have to hear what he has to say. I know he's had many experiences with entities from the other side, and he's able to communicate with them, and he's gone to all famous places, including the Queen Mary ship, which is in Long Beach Harbor in California. And I'd like to say that if anybody wants to reach Richard, they can certainly do it through BBS Radio, and on my site I have the archive. You would go to the archive file, and there will be a link to him in the archive file. We're about to go into our meditation, which is called Your Inner Psychic, and it's going to teach you how to open up your own psychic sensitivities. It's been a pleasure being with you, and I will see you again on May 15th. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If there's anything good about internet radio, it's BBS Radio. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Every human being has a purpose in life. Some people want to be scientists. Some people want to be doctors. Some people want to be artists. Some people want to be basketball players. Some people just want to find their soulmate and start a family. Everyone has his or her own desires. Everyone loves to do something and dreams about doing it well. If a person has a good profession, good relationships, a harmonized family, good health and happiness, that person feels successful in the physical life. Satisfaction in one's physical life is important. Many people have this kind of satisfaction, and they are blessed. Some people have this kind of physical satisfaction, yet they are not satisfied. They may feel that something is missing. They begin searching.
They feel empty. They feel like they need to search for something, but they do not know exactly what they are searching for. If this resonates with you, I believe that you are searching for your soul's journey. I want you to sit with both feet flat on the floor, take a deep breath, hold your circuits, your thumb and forefinger, and begin to look for your inner psychic, your inner guide that might be able to help you open your heart, hear the truth, in order to go forward with a purposeful life and soul growth. Millions of people worldwide are already on their soul journey. They search for soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. They want to know what the spiritual journey is and how to move forward in it. They want to be enlightened and learn how to reach enlightenment. The soul journey is moving forward on your soul and reaching wisdom and inner knowledge. A human's physical life is limited. To live for more than 100 years is great. To live longer than this is extraordinary. A human soul life is unlimited. Soul life is eternal. There is a realization that the relationship between the physical journey and the spiritual journey can be summarized in a one-sentence secret. The physical journey is to serve the soul's journey. If you offer great services to others, if you make others healthier and happier, if you help transform human consciousness, if you contribute to love, peace, and harmony for humanity, the Mother Earth and the universes, as well as our soul sisters and our space sisters, you will accumulate great virtue. Virtue is the record of your services. Heaven records these services. Your great virtue from your good service will uplift your soul standing. Your future lives will be significantly blessed. Your descendants, including your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and beyond, will be tremendously blessed. There is a famous ancient spiritual statement: ancestor plants the trees, and descendants enjoy the shade. You will also be helping your ascended timeline chain, the people that have already been on your timeline in your family karma and have passed on and ascended. You will be helping them as well as your future life. On the other hand, if you offer unpleasant service such as killing, harming, and taking advantage of others, heaven also records these unpleasant services. These unpleasant services will profoundly influence you and your descendants in your future lives. This is wisdom, and it's called the wisdom of karma. Having a great success in the physical life is wonderful, but it's not enough. To develop the soul's life is vital. To develop the soul's life is to reach soul enlightenment. To reach soul enlightenment is to uplift your soul standing in the spiritual world. The higher your soul standing is, the more abilities the divine will give you to serve. The more you serve, the higher your spiritual standing will be. Finally, you will become a high-level spiritual being and will move closer and closer into the divine realms. Reaching the divine realms is the ultimate purpose of the spiritual journey. Now sit quietly. Feel that your master is coming. Your soul guide, your higher self, whoever you see, whoever you feel in this meditation. Hear him say to you, the higher the realm you reach in heaven, the more profound teaching you will receive from heaven, and the more soul power you are given by heaven on the earth to serve. This is the true path of every spiritual being. Be sure that you are aware of this wisdom, and be sure that you are following the path that's right for you and all those around you. When you listen to your inner psychic, the guidance will always be the best for everyone involved in the situation. And it will come in the right way for the right steps for you to take to enhance your life and grow as a soul and a person. And now we'll have our closing prayer. And now I want you to listen to your inner psychic, your inner being, your blessed higher self, your soul's message. What question do you need to ask your body, your mind, and your spirit? What do you need answered?
ask it now, and then wait for your answer. It always comes, and it comes as the best solution for all concerned. It can come through an email. It can come through a phone call. It can come through a thought. It can come through a dream. But it always comes. And know deep inside that all will be resolved as it should. And now let's have our closing prayer. Everyone in the world should be able to sleep without fear, at least for one night. Everyone should be able to eat his fill, at least for one day. There should be at least one day when hospitals see no one admitted due to violence. By doing selfless service for at least one day, everyone should help the poor and needy. It is Amma's prayer that at least this small dream become realized. Take a deep breath. Surround yourself with the white light and protection of the God Source, and know that you are His, and He is you.